The singer sang good songs, Arn Lancers, and The Burning of the Ships, and The Bear and the Maiden Fair, but only Hodor seemed to be listening. He stood beside the piper, hopping from one foot to the other. The noise swelled to a steady rumbling roar, a great heady stew of sound. Sir Roderick talked with Maester Lewin above Beth's curly head, while Rickon screamed happily at the Walders. Bran had not wanted the frays at the high table, but the maester reminded him that they would soon begin. Rob was to marry one of their aunts, and Arya one of their uncles. "She never will," Bran said. "Not Arya." But Maester Lewin was unyielding, so there they were beside Rickon. The serving men brought every dish to Bran first, that he might take the lord's portion if he chose. By the time they reached the ducks, he could eat no more. After that he nodded approval at each course in turn and waved it away. If the dish smelt especially choice, he would send it to one of the lords on the dais, a gesture of friendship and favour that Maester Lewin told him he must make. He sent some salmon down to poor, sad Lady Hornwood, the boar to the boisterous Umbers, a dish of goose and berries to Clay Serwin, and a huge lobster to Joseph, the master of horse, who was neither lord nor guest, but had seen to dancers' training and made it possible for Bran to ride. He sent sweets to Hodor and old Nan as well, for no reason, but he loved them. Sir Roderick reminded him to send something to his foster brothers, so he sent Little Walder some boiled beets, and Big Walder the buttered turnips.